BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
Today's Scott Mills Daily starts now. We've got some more of your fave polyphonic ringtones. They weren't very good, actually, were they, when you listen back to them? But they're quite lol.
No. They weren't good at the time, but it's what you kind of had to have to be cool, to be fashionable. However, when I hear them back now, weirdly nostalgic. Yeah. I've been enjoying this.
Yeah, we've got all the poly bangers for you. There's also a poly Bambaloa Wednesday version. Lewis Capaldi makes yet another appearance on Radio 1. And Ryan, our listener, has got a problem with his Works Instagram account.
Scott Mills. Scott Mills, the 1-4 polyphonic ringtones.
That's right, there will be a whole request section on today's show after 3, dedicated to the, God bless it, polyphonic ringtone. So, any requests? Get them in now, please, on 81199. This one was popular yesterday, Big Brothers, New Flow.
I think that one was made by someone, though. That doesn't sound quite the job, does it?
This one's better.
Yes. Bit of me.
Maybe it's one you used to have on your old, really old phone. Let us know. This is happening.
Scott Mills.
Remember when you had to text a code to an SMS number to download the ringtone?
That's right. And it would cost about £3.
Same with screensavers. Who? Wayne and Lester, fond memories. Nick and Amy, listening in Ibiza, say PPK Resurrection was the one on polyphonic. Yeah. That was good. Loads of people had Zombie Nation. Loads of people had Baby Cakes, like Angus in Glasgow and Robert in Stirling. So many coming in. We'll do some after 3 o'clock. Hello!
Hi there, you all right?
Yeah, what would you like to hear?
I would like to hear Sash en Cor un Fois.
Your wish is my command. Did you have this one on your phone at the time?
I did, yes. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah. Encore une fois!
Do you remember when we used to drive around with that song? Wasn't even that long ago, I'm saying, last year or so, and we would just scream out the window, Encore une fois! Just because we thought it was funny, it would sort of scare passers-by. Bit weird, actually.
Had all the albums as well. Shocking.
Mate, I love the dancey ringtones the best, I reckon. They're a vibe.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
Scott Mills.
I think this is the first time in all the time I've been on Radio 1 that I'm wearing a suit while I'm on air today.
It's very odd. It actually puts me off a little bit. Feels like we should be doing one of those talk shows. You know, the serious ones.
Someone said I looked good in a suit earlier. I actually don't like wearing them.
Yeah, why? Oh, yeah, you were at the Palace, weren't you?
Yeah, I just went to Buckingham Palace this morning. Don't worry about it. Handing out some Duke of Edinburgh awards, yeah? Peter Andre was there, lol.
Did you ever do the Duke of Edinburgh Awards? Did you ever do it yourself?
No.
No. See,
I like to
feel
do what
fraud,
I can.
Then?
No, I like to do what I can for the Royals and for the Duke in particular.
I did it once and I felt like a fraud because I hadn't done the Duke of Edinburgh Awards.
No, I don't think you have to. I doubt Peter Andre's done orienteering.
True. Very true.
But yeah, it was good. Got to go in the gardens. It's quite a garden, that.
Mm.
Real nice.
Yeah.
Is that where you went as well, the Palace?
I was at St James Palace.
Oh, okay. I met the Countess of Wessex
as
well.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, it's good. Good day.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1, who's this?
This is Ryan. I've got a real problem at work.
Okay. I noticed that we've already changed your voice, which means this could be good.
Yeah, so I've recently started a new job and I've been put on the Instagram account. And my boss has been sending dirty messages to a few of his clients.
Oh, right, so you've got control of the work Instagram.
Yeah. And I don't think he realises that I'm getting the notifications.
Huge error this, Scott, isn't it? We see this happen sometimes. You can have your own personal account on here, and maybe you work for a company, you accidentally sent the odd tweet or Insta that you wanted to send.
Yeah.
And it could be about anything. It could be about a film, you know, a night out or anything like that, and it accidentally goes out on the work one. I think it's even happened here at Radio 1 previously.
Yes, it has. I've known people that use one phone to do two accounts. So they run their work one, but also they've got a personal one. And sometimes you can get them mixed up and you put the wrong thing on the wrong one.
Mm. I had a wonderful time recently where I was given the control of the BBC Sport Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Right? And it was like for
the whole of the Instagram?
Whole Instagram for one weekend. They were like, right, So you just do Instas. It was from like an earlier round in the FA Cup.
They've obviously not seen your late night posts.
Exactly right. I mean, what the power of it.
I know.
The BBC Sport Instagram account
That's
has
huge.
Millions of followers.
And they put you in charge of it.
Some of the most influential sports people. And there's me on the stories just mucking around. But the problem with it is when I then wanted to post on my own one, it was hard to switch back to it.
Yeah.
And I got so paranoid about it.
Yeah.
So in terms of your company and your boss, who also has access to it, do they not realise that you will be seeing all of this?
He mustn't do, no.
No.
Especially considering the things he's saying.
How can we help you with this, Ryan?
Well, basically, I don't really know what to do. It's making me feel a little bit uncomfortable. Every time I go into work and see him, I've just got these messages that he's sending to women just running through my head.
Why don't you... Right, I'm going to play a song. Why don't you let us see them, and then we can see like if we can say anything at all about
Brilliant
them.
Idea. Brilliant idea, because I think it's important that perhaps we see the content of these messages so that we can understand the situation.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, right. Send them across during this song and then we'll discuss. We'll do it next.
Scott Mills.
Someone says they have 6 Instagram accounts for various uses. Can only be logged into 5 at a time and often happens where you accidentally post on the wrong account. I'm speaking to Ryan.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm guessing that's not your real name.
No, it's not.
Okay. So this is tricky. Ryan has got control of his work Instagram. He's only been there how long in the new job?
2 months.
2 months. All right. And his boss is chatting up the ladies on the work Instagram and doesn't realise that you can see all the notifications.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. So you've just sent these messages to me. I mean, wow.
Yeah,
a tricky one here, because also you're in control of the social media, aren't you? So if someone else was to find these messages, you might be a suspect in this as well. But that's fine.
Well, that's it. And there's only 2 of us in the business, so it's going to be one of us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What I must say from a brief look at these messages is very weird seeing other people's talk.
Yes.
On this kind of thing. Like, it's got me thinking. I'd be fascinated to know what your kind of messages would be like on this front, it's weird seeing someone else's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird what people do to try and make themselves sound sexy.
Well, it looks like he likes a good spooning.
Yeah, that's what I got from this as well as a headline.
I don't know whether, right, and I can say any of these.
Can I take you to page 2 of these messages, Scott?
Okay.
Here, if you want to do the grey ones here and then I'll come in. So
okay, so is Grey, is that the boss?
Yes.
Grey is the boss, okay. Oh, well. Shall I start from We Could Tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Right. Okay, so this
I'm
is from...
PTSD here.
Yeah, it's fine. This is from the boss. We Could Tonight. I love spooning. This is not... Okay.
That we could. Me too.
I'm keen. Love a good spooning. I'm like a heater too.
That's a bonus. Don't need the ducted heating on.
What's that?
Don't know.
What's ducted heating?
And then he really escalates it.
Oh. Do I really? I'm even warmer when naked, lol.
I mean, it's quite incredible, this stuff.
Yeah, wow.
So, yeah, I don't know what you're going to be able to do about this situation, really, because you can't really talk to him about it, can you?
Whilst we're spooning, we can chat, hee-hee.
No.
Why don't...
Would you like to see me naked?
What...
Oh, this just feels like really wrong reading these messages.
I think when you send these types of messages, though, if you do send these types of messages, you imagine sort of like it being said in a slightly more sexy way than perhaps me and you are doing justice to it.
Okay. I wasn't sure what kind of spooning you wanted. How many different kinds are there?
I don't think he has a sexy voice, to be honest.
Mm. Yeah.
I think you're going to have to say something.
I don't know what to say. That's the problem.
Just be like, maybe tone it down a bit on the work Instagram because I'm getting the notifications.
Why don't you just add in to the conversation? Why don't you, underneath all of this, just add in one of those GIFs? You know, for situations like this, I particularly like the owl that pulls out some glasses and some popcorn.
Yeah. Or make it clear that you like spooning too.
Yeah, just, I like spooning too.
Please get involved and make it a 3-way.
Yeah, I will. That sounds like a great idea.
Like, I think that's the way of making sure that he knows that you know without actually going, I know.
One of you is going to have to say something. And so I would suggest the way these messages are heading, all the talk of spooning is on. I would act pretty fast if I were you.
I know a woman's body and I don't rush.
Yeah. I mean, if this is the latest stuff, I would get cracking on this before tonight.
Yeah. Can you let us know how it goes, please?
Yeah, we'll do. Absolutely.
The owl with the glasses is good, I think.
I love the owl with the glasses and the popcorn. Wake up and get yourself to...
Scott Mills. Sarah's made a really good point. If Ryan joins in the conversation on the work Instagram, if it's from the work Insta instead of Ryan, then he'll stay anonymous, won't he?
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So his boss will quickly realise what's going on, but not know who else can see the messages. Mm. That would make you suspicious of, like, literally everyone in the office. Scott Mills. You have made it to halfway through the week. Let's celebrate. For Harry and Strathclyde, David Guetta being really French.
Well, the idea of ça va bien? We j'ai 11 ans. I love her so much.
Rob trucking west, Zoe near Aberystwyth, and loads of others want this from Funny Business this week.
Hello, Squeaky Beaver. Hello.
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 Home of the world-famous Canadian poutine, of course. Liz in Glasgow and Matthew in Swansea want Maya Jama.
For his muse, submissive black hole.
Try again.
Supermassive black hole.
No. Ross the Joiner wants Chris's French accent from a few weeks ago when Chris pretended to be listener Aniela's long-lost exchange partner.
Aniela?
Hi.
Bonjour. Ça va?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
This is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
Why are you cool now?
I thought it was brilliant.
Such a good accent.
Thank you.
Simon from Stroud wants this bit of Inuit bingo from BBC Oxford's Paul Miller.
Ooh. And the gentleman next door had lost all his ridge tiles.
Oh, no.
House across the road had lost most of their ridge tiles as well. He also, his back door was smashed in.
Tom, Varian, Jess, Laura, Sam and Ree on the Belfast Way want Darude Sandstorm polyphonic ringtone on a Nokia.
The vibration on that is class, isn't it? Yeah. It's like bass.
Liam in Gloucestershire wants...
It's just a potato, darling.
You ready?
Ready.
Here we go! Yes.
I would love this on my phone, to be fair. Yeah, I'm on in. Get your shout out.
Sam and Steve in Midsummer Norton. Graham in Bangor, Northern Ireland, loving the gap. Excited for the weekend. Reedman fishing in the sunshine. Rhea and Megan in Essex, bumbling in the office, wishing they were in the sunshine. Ryan, who spat his drink out in the gym recently at the thought of wooden condoms. And Ash from Derby says, condoms are rubber, actually, not plastic, yeah? Oh, yeah.
True. The wrappers, though? let's have it halfway through the week. Downhill to the weekend, people. Let's party.
Harry Jones. Hello. Dan and Emma bumbling their stability off in the office.
Codge and Jordan having a sweaty bumbaleo working in the loft in Eastleigh. Eastleigh, Scott.
Yeah, Scott and Eastleigh. Christian and Steve in Oxfordshire. Bambaleo, bambaleo. Mark making really fast cars in Worcester. Bambaleo. Daddy eating crisps in Portsmouth.
Nice. Chef Brad and
NFP.
Chef Alex. Bumbling in the kitchen.
NFP, normal for Portsmouth. Oh.
NFP, yep. Yeah.
Getting this in my mouth is too good.
Katrina with Dan is driving on the M1. There he is, Rob the Plumber in Hull, always on.
Always on, legend.
James and Joe chopping grass in Kingham. Sam and Ridian in Wrexham. Danny in Essex in a very hot spray booth. He is dripping with the sweat. Harmonies, harmonies.
Scott Mills.
Do you remember when we did the Lolathon for Comet Relief? 24 hours of jokes. And we managed to bag Andy from Fyre Festival. And we gave him loads of different scenarios of stuff that might happen at Big Weekend. One of those scenarios has the chance of happening this weekend. Here's what happened. Okay, Andy, it's 2 hours before Miley Cyrus comes on stage at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Middlesbrough, but her Evian hasn't arrived. It's been held at the port of Middlesbrough. What are you going to do?
Well, I'd probably take a shower, change my clothes, sip a little bit of mouthwash and
take one for the team. Okay.
Yeah, so I think what we do is start a rumour this weekend that the correct water is not arriving for Miley Cyrus. It's being held. And then who's going to take one for the team?
Right,
you?
Okay.
You can do it?
I don't know. Probably not.
I probs will.
Okay.
Who do you think should do it from Radio 1? 81199. I know I'll do it. Jordan North.
Okay. Fine.
No, just because he's keen. Does all the shows at the moment.
It needs someone keen, I think.
Scott Mills.
Many people think it should be Dev if Miley's water doesn't arrive. Someone says he's practically SAS now, so he can handle anything. That's Matt in Highgate.
That's true.
Or, I mean, obviously there must be an initiation at some point for Ricky, Melvin or Charlie. Any of those?
Any of those.
Any of those will do.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
And here is full-time gardener Ryan, 23, from Cheshire. Yes?
Ryan?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
That delay between here and Cheshire is really getting worse.
It's a far distance.
Yeah. Quite a hot job, that, I think.
It is indeed, especially in the sun. I've picked a right good T-shirt tan today.
Yeah, are you one of those gardeners that does it topless, or are you in some sort of uniform?
No, I'm not. I'm in a uniform. The customers wouldn't be too happy, I don't think, if I was topless.
Well,
I wouldn't mind it. It would save the T-shirt tan anyway.
Yeah. I got a cracking T-shirt tan from when I was away last week. Surprised you haven't taken a mic, actually, Scott. Like, it's proper. I overdid it the first day in because I thought not a very long holiday. So I was red, and then there was a small gap, and then it's like totally white on the top there.
You know my issue with you and sun cream.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, that's what happened.
Luckily for me, it's straight brown, no red, no sunburn, straight to tan.
All right, mate. Listen, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers.
Saying
she a
gold
digger. Thank you.
Strong choice.
But she ain't messing with no Kanye West, Gold Digger. Get down, girl, go ahead,
get down. Yeah, good song. Very good song, actually. Yeah, annoying.
Annoying. I'll pull it out of the bag to beat this song, Chris.
Yeah, do you know what, Ryan? You're either going to love this or hate this. Like, anyway, here it is.
Sorry.
But
could be an amazing moment hearing this back on Radio 1. This is Eamon.
You.
I don't want you back, I think. So,
I think maybe
for this one, Ryan, just say whether you want Scott or Chris. Be careful here.
Yeah. Please don't say any titles.
I do normally go for Chris, I must admit. But I think I'm going to go for Scott today.
You take my money? Well, I'm in need. Yes, it's a trifling
friend indeed.
Every year around Ramadan, we get asked all the same boring, predictable stuff.
Can you listen to music?
You do brush your teeth, don't you?
What? No Game of Thrones?
Apparently, some people cover up their TVs.
Whether you're fasting or not, here at Asian Network, we've decided to bust all the myths and taboos around getting through the holy month with our essential guide to Ramadan. Join me, Yasser, as we'll talk about everything from gymming on an empty stomach
to even scheduling your bedroom action.
We'll hear how you're doing it. Get the lowdown right here. Asian Networks, for fast sake. Download and subscribe now on the BBC Sounds app.
This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. Get down, girl, gon' head. Let me hear that back.
Tell you what you should do, hon. Put yours back in again.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I might do it soon.
I know you really wanted to hear that.
I think you secretly wanted to hear it a bit as well.
I did a bit. Adam in Southport, thank you for your comment about my choice. Basic?
It was basic.
Luke in Barnsley says we urgently need to call Caressa Dick, head of the police. Yeah, loads of people wanted to hear Eamon. Would have been a moment.
Mate, it's the beauty of bangers, isn't it? It's the choice. It's left to the people. The people chose that.
Put it back in next week.
Scott Mills.
In our continuing series, The Madness of Greg James, loads of sheep are having a race on Friday in Middlesbrough, and they're all named after pop stars. Once again, can we just check that Greg's all right?
Yeah, I think, you can't be sure, but maybe lack of sleep and all that. Maybe it's cheese dreams, I don't know, but it's happening. And so, weirdly, I get so invested in his stupid ideas.
So we've got Lewis Capaldi, he's a sheep. That's Lewis Capaldi, what was it? You, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. James Arthur, James Barthur there.
Yes.
Barthur. We've got Anne-Marie, Lam-Marie.
She loves that, by the way.
Yep. And Jax Jones, of course, is Bar-Bar Jack Sheep. And Harvey's a sheep now as well.
What are we going to do for Harvey? I suppose there's an obvious one, isn't there? We could do Barvey.
Barvey. I mean, it's good. It's good, but I think we can do better.
Okay.
I'm thinking Shup. You know, like, because my name's got no vowels in it, so like Shup the sheep.
Oh, what? Yeah, Shup. S-H-P.
Shup. I just feel like it's like quick. It's off the tongue. It seems like it's going to be. It seems like it's going to be a quick sheep. Do you know what I mean?
Shup. Yeah, it's the noise. It's the noise of a quick sheep. Yeah,
that's
okay.
That's how quick it is. You can't even really say the name.
You know when I just can't hear how this is going to sound on the radio.
that's the beauty of it.
It's a mad one.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
The 1-4 polyphonic ringtones.
I don't know why we started doing this. I can't even remember yesterday.
I'm not sure, but we stumbled upon it, and now I love it. Polyphonic ringtones, old school.
Sarah.
Hi.
What can I play for you?
Oh, I want the Harry Potter theme song.
Did you have this on your phone?
I made it on my phone.
Well, this just gets annoying.
Yeah, this is amazing.
I'm sure it's nostalgic, but it's a terrible ringtone. Being real.
Not at the time.
Not at the time,
Not at the time, yeah, fine.
Oh, it's creeping me out. Angus, what can I do for you?
Hi, Scott. I'd love to hear Baby Cakes by Steve Aoki.
Yes, that's more like
there
it.
You definitely had this one in the Asda car park.
Yep, I did. Also, everyone would know you're cool if this went off.
So cool. Owen?
Hello.
What can I do for you?
I've got a song that everyone will remember infrareding to each other on the bus, and it's Sean Kingston, Beautiful Girl.
Yes.
Don't get this on heart, do you?
Gutted that I didn't have this, but then, mate, you never infrareded it over to me, so...
Oh, mate.
Unlucky for me.
Sorry, my phone obviously wasn't close enough.
Yeah. Hello!
Scott Mills.
Hello, Rob.
Hi.
Where are you today?
I'm in Newcastle.
Go on then, what's your polyphonic tune of choice?
It is D12, My Band.
Oh, yes. Everyone had this one.
Oh my word, this sounds so familiar.
Yeah. Everyone had this.
Thing is, you wouldn't want to pick it up, would you? You would just let it keep playing.
I know. I miss having...
And then go.
I miss having songs on phones. I mean, obviously, I've got a whole library of them now, actual songs, not ones like that. But I kind of miss it.
Yeah.
Hey, Laura!
Hello!
What's your one?
For me, it was all about the Real Slim Shady.
Oh, this was also on all the time.
Oh, yeah. High production on this one.
My version was worse than this. Good memories, Laura.
Good times.
Good times.
Very good times.
Another Rob. Hello, where are you?
I'm in Warwickshire.
Go on then.
The original Polly banger. It's got to be Eiffel 65 on blue.
The original Polly banger.
Oh, we've got a good one here.
Is that the song? It bears very, very little resemblance.
Scott Mills.
I tell you another good one. Tom in Newcastle just suggested it. Ultimate polyphonic belter was Tattoo, All the Things She Said.
Yeah.
Definitely had that one on my phone. And obviously Crazy Frog, but I can't even now bear that. Where Is the Love, Black Eyed Peas was an awesome one
Loads
as well.
Loads of people have been suggesting that one.
That's from Tom in Northampton and everyone else has said it. We'll return to this, I think, at some point. But there's only so many polyphonic ringtones you can play in one show, I think.
Mm. It's been an amazing throwback, that said.
Like, really good, yeah. Thanks for all your suggestions. Actually, that's just reminded me. The Pretender Foo Fighters was a really bad one. Mm. And I remember at the time thinking, I've just paid like £3.50 for this, and this is rubbish. They weren't even like that cheap, were they?
No, I think anything with a band as well was generally awful.
Yeah.
Because it was completely the wrong sort of noise.
Right, let's take a call. Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, Scott. Hello, how you doing? How's it going? It's Lewis.
Lewis Capaldi, on the radio again. That never happens. Why are you back on the radio?
I want to hear my brand new song, Hold Me While You Make the Absolute Smash.
Okay, well, it is Tune of the Week. It's on every day, but okay, I will play it in a minute. I love that you're always watching, always listening, just to see where it's on.
That's it, man. The all-seeing whispering eye.
I mean, on the London Underground, that picture is quite something.
It's quite striking, and it definitely. I've been contacted by a number of people saying that they might have to take it down because there's people walking about, you know, in such a state of arousal
Yes. In
the underground, and it's really not acceptable.
That's inappropriate on the underground. Yeah definitely.
We're going to make you busier on Saturday because we're seeing you at Big Weekend. First of all, do you fancy a beer?
I fancy multiple scoops for you. Were you right. Lovely lads.
Okay.
Thanks for the career.
Yeah, that's that's on. So multiple scoops. And also on our show on Saturday, we've got a few plans, if that's all right with you.
That sounds like an absolute treat. I can't wait, boys.
Including interviewing Anne-Marie, because we can't make it.
No, lovely. I can't wait. Nice. Right. Sounds like an absolute plan.
Also, we're thinking about what we can do to mark your arrival onto the stage as well. It feels like it should be a real moment, you know?
Yeah, I feel like we could definitely come up with something. I feel like there should be at least, if there's not one confetti cannon, I'm going to be outraged. Okay, and there needs to be some form of, money. That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Well, it needs to scream.
Here
money.
It comes. All right, I'll see you on Saturday for the scoops.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Now, you know me. I could not care more about your problems revolving around Big Weekend. I really couldn't. So send them in. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Grace has got one. Grace in Cardiff, hi.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Chris.
How can I help?
So, I'm travelling up from Cardiff to Middlesbrough. And we're staying over at my parents' the night before in Sheffield. But my issue is that the bag restrictions are tiny. They're really small. And I'm worried I'm going to come to Big Weekend with this tiny little bag and not being able to fit any clothes. I'm going to smell because I haven't got any deodorant. Makeup, what if I got on TV? I'm very concerned about it, and I just wondered if you had any advice.
I like the fact that you think I might be on TV, so I need extra makeup.
Yeah, here's the thing. If you're on TV, don't worry about how you smell. Not important.
No.
TV is very much just sight and sound. So, what I would do is just do the makeup.
Yeah, I think it's probably small enough to fit in the makeup. It's the deodorant. What about the crowd? They might worry, you know, I might smell them after leave.
Honestly, I've smelled a lot worse than you at Big Weekend.
Yeah,
I really have.
Thank you for that.
I don't even know what you mean by that. Yeah.
I'm not saying that.
Don't worry about the deodorant. It's for everyone.
Just put it all in your pockets. That's what I had to do at Buckingham Palace earlier.
Oh, really?
Oh, someone's doing well. Huh? Yeah, drop. Yeah, I had to put it all in because it says no bags larger than a lady's handbag, and I didn't have one of those to hand, so I just stuffed it all in my pockets.
Surely a lady's handbag is very subjective, though. They can be huge.
True. Anyway,
stop being difficult.
I hope I've helped. Thanks for your problem.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on Radio 1, including another beautiful story of a conception on Where Do You Think They Were? Scott.